Hello, good morning. I'm Peter Su, and this is my wonderful wife, Nancy. We both attend the first English service and go to the Living Streams K group that meet on Tuesdays. Monday. Today, I'm going to share my testimonial with you all. I stand here to testify God's goodness in my life. I want to share what He has done in my life. In the past, even though my wife and children were already believers, I remained a free thinker until the day I came to know and accept the Lord as my Savior. During my long years of suffering, way back in the years of 2008. Details of my sufferings before I came to know Christ. It all started in November 2007. For a strange reason, I developed two rash spots at my inner aspect of my left knee. Due to the intensifying itchiness, I scratched, and even showered with the area with hot water, resulting in severe skin infections. Then I visited the government clinic, and the doctor gave me a course of antibiotic and steroid cream to apply. It does not respond. Instead, it developed allergic rashes all over my body and the itchiness worsened. The doctor advised me to stop the medication and referral was made to me to go to the Repass Skin Clinic. I started to attend regular skin clinic reviews and continued to do so for 2 years, that is 2008 till 2010. The skin specialist prescribed me oral steroids and cream, as well as other skin ointment regimes for buffing and local applications. But my general condition worsened rapidly with my weight drop from 68 to 49 kilo within a short period, as I could not eat as sleep properly. Whenever I wanted to eat, I experienced coldness and audible growing noises in my stomach. I failed to sleep as I could see images above my head whenever I closed my eyes. My skin shattered and my wife could easily gather 100 to 200 grams of skin debris on the beds and floor each day. My skin looked weepy and also developed sores all over my body with recurrent infection. My skull was also affected with haze dropping off until I was totally bald. My fingers and toes, nails thickened, twisted, and was ugly and painful. Some sorts of evil-looking appearance. Both my legs were swollen and heavy due to low albumin, as I have not been eaten well. By then, I was really emaciated and haggard, looked like a very old man. Can you see the photos there? I was too weak and unable to walk and stand unaided my tolerance to curl and a bridge was much reduced, and to conserve body heat, I had to put on thick layers of clothing and caps whenever I need to go out. Nor could I withstand the heat from the sun, as it would make my skin red and burn, or burn. Sometimes my body still shivered, even though I wore thick garment or in the warm room. It was the coldness within and a very strange feeling indeed. With these drastic changes, the skin specialist also referred me to the other specialist to rule out malignancy. All reports from blood x-rays and CT scan scores and biopsies came back normal. Because my investigation results were normal, I decided to seek help from elsewhere, because I suspect my problem could be a spiritual one. So I began to turn to other alternatives, Bomos and spiritualists. In desperation, I took recommendations from others and would travel all the way to KB to see Momo. I thought it would help, and I was willing to seek any kinds of help. They gave me different treatments and told me different stories. This may be a minimal improvement, but I grew weaker to an extent I could not even climb the staircase to my bedroom, owing to severe breathlessness. In fact, I nearly passed on during the Easter weekend of 2008, during the family outing to KK. Here, how I became a Christian and received healing. In the midst of all this, God was calling me through Christian brothers and sisters. My son Jason in Perth encouraged my wife to take me to the church for prayers. When my niece Christina Lai, also in Perth, learned that my long suffering, she advised her mother, who is my sister, who was also a non-believer then, to bring her friend Esther to my home. Esther was the first person who came to pray for me regularly, share Bible verses, taught me to pray and sing songs of praise. She also gave me reading materials to read. Most importantly, she shared Christ with me and led me to accept Him. I decided to give my life to the Lord after saying the sinner's prayers. I did not experience instant healing, but each time I've been prayed over, I was spiritually lifted. In that sense, I felt less depressed, fears, and sensing that Lord's presence. It was a long journey with the Lord towards healing, not just physically, but spiritually. Soon after the decisions, the Lord also brought others to minister to me. Reverend Johnny, together with other church members, Kenny and Janice, began to come to pray for me and taught me the Christian faith. I grew and slowly surrendered myself to the Lord, renouncing the sins of consulting mediums and mormons, God need me to give up these strongholds in my life. On 16 November 2008, I was baptized. It was a special moment as I became a child of God. I felt peace and joy as I began a new life with Christ. Somehow, between May and June 2009, the Lord brought Pastor Jesse and her husband, Benito, to visit me together with Reverend Johnny and Church Sister Janice. Pastor Jesse has the spiritual gift of descending of spirits. When she prayed over me, she could see a Todong lady with the word charm written on her forehead. This confirmed the cause of my suffering was a spiritual attack from evil spirits. Pastor Jesse worked with the church team. The Lord showed to the team that to break the word of the evil spirit, we have to fast for 3 full days. Working with the pastoral team, my wife and I fast together with the team that were to pray for me. At the end of the 3 days fasting, I met with Reverend Johnny, Bennett Casbury, Victor Crisbury and Janice. We spent 2 hours praying and we also worship and praise Lord God. This took place approximately 6 months after my baptism. My general health took a turn for the better. My appetite gradually improved and my weight gained slowly. Hair started to sprout and new nails growing, with old ones dropping off slowly. I felt less cold and lighter with less clothing on. My outer appearance looked brighter. I then realized the Lord was restoring my health, and in my heart I knew He has heard our prayers and would heal me completely. I held on to on His promise. With the stripes I'm healed, and He has been fulfilled, faithful. Praise the Lord indeed. I attended the foundation course and was confirmed by Bishop on 23rd of November 2009. My skin specialist was surprised to see my recovery, as she initially remarked that I would never recover completely. When I told her I was also seeking spiritual healing, her reply was, "Don't you believe those things?" Before discharging me from the clinic, she inquired that I have done. I told her it was through the prayers of Christians that God has healed me. She could not believe it, but said, "Anyway, keep praying then." Today, I stand before you. I testify that our God is our mighty deliverer and healer. He has restored my health and healed me completely. If I may also take this opportunity to thank those who have prayed and supported me through the tough time of my suffering. My wife, my children, my nieces, my sister Sulaimoy, who is now a believer and was baptized together with me on the same day. Reverend Johnny, Reverend Andy, the church, and all the brothers and sisters in Christ who have in one way or another ministered to me and helped me in my walk with the Lord. Above all, I thank my Lord Jesus Christ who have healed me and given me salvation and a bigger family in the church. Thank you, and God bless you all.